Avla avoid the lamaka kapura loy kamash mulan. Rashi says, I would have thought to say, when do you need a kiddush shadayim shachris? Only in avoid is makav the kapura, like dam or kemitza. Avosam burning the emurim, which is not makav, even without a still you have a kapura. Maybe there you do not need a kiddush shadayim for glayim. That's what the pasuk says. La'af kavisha la'isha. No, even by yoni coming in just to burn the emurim, even though it's not makav. But the mice is called an avoido, and therefore the kohen has to first wash his hands, kiddush adayim v'raglayim, before he does even the avoido, lahakdir isha. All right, we'll stop here.
He holds up chokom and aleph. He lifts more words. The pasuk says lahakdir isha lomeli. What does the end of the pasuk say? Lahakdir isha pua. So matter of time, I would have thought to say, Hani Nili, when is there a psul that you need kiddush, that before the Karim starts to do the avoided, you have to first be mekadosh the hands in the morning? Maybe that's only you avoided the mark of the kapara, that they do the kabbalah, the zrika, the halacha, that you need for the kapara, then the Karim have to make kiddush first. I will avoid the mark of the kapara, stamaki like burning the emurim, which is not mark of the kapara, without the burning the emurim, the korban is kosher. So loy, maybe you would not have to have a kiddush adayim for a glayim. Kamashmalon, that's the pasuk isha, lahat isha, even for just burning the korban, also the kohen have to first wash the hands. Now, ki yosi rabinu, when Yavdili came, Amar Rabbi Yosef Yochanan said that boy Ilfa, Ilfa asked a question like this, the divrei oimer, eilina, mu elas be kiddush adayim for a glayim, according to the man Yomar that says, that even though you wash the hands at night time, when it becomes in the morning, you do not have to wash over again. There's no psalina. Lina does not pass on the kiddush adayim v'raglayim. The question is, the may kiyo. What's going to be with the water inside the kiyo? Maho. Sheyisalu. Does it become possible with lina? Usually by kotch and alochur is anything that has a kiddush, especially from the klisharis, and it stays overnight, there's a psalina. The question is, the water inside the kiyo, does it become possible or not? Mi yamrina, do I say, Hani lamai, what's the purpose of the water inside the kiyo? Mi kiddush adayim v'raglayim. The purpose is to use it that the kohen should be mekadosh the hands and feet first. If so, kiddush adayim v'raglayim gufayu lo possibly no, just like we have learned this mandiyama, that the water itself, the kiddush, does not become possible at night, by daytime, lina, staying overnight. If the kohen washes his hands in the middle of the night, when it comes in the middle of the blazer, you do not have to wash your hands over again, so the smaller the water also does not become possible. A gomer maybe know there's a big difference. Kivon the kodesh bu the klisharis, since the water became kodesh inside the klisharis, the kiyur, has a lock of the klisharis, semisalu, it becomes psul, has a psulina. In other words, there is a certain amount of kedusha in this water, and that's the halacha that it becomes lina. When it stays overnight, the kedusha is possible. Ah, your hands, there Rashi explains, you already washed your hands, and your hands are dried. So now there's nothing for the bichala, and that's what is no psulina. But here that you have the water inside the kiyur, there could be the psulina chal upon this water. You have to empty out the water and use new water. Samar says, Kiyosi Ravun, Ravun came, Omer Reb Yimya. Amr Rabbani, Amr Rabbi Yechanan. Hoda Poshet Ilfa, then Ilfa was Poshet, the Shahim so came with the answer, that Kamachoikis Bezu, Kachel Machoikis Bezu, used to say Machoikis. That the Blazer says there's no psul on the Kiddush, there's no psul in the water also. Omer of one of Yitzhak Bar Bistin, so Yitzhak Bar Bistin said in front of Ilfa, Rabbacho, Oim McCain, a Rebbe, Atoy McCain, a Rebbe, you're saying this way, Yitzhak should be, Ho'omar Rabbani, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Mishmei did say the Hebrew said over the name of Ilfa, that Kiyo, by the Kiyo, Kiva Shalai Shokin Adarev, the Kiyo that they did not put inside the water overnight, Shalai Shokin Adarev, meaning at night time, if they did not lower the Kiyo down, Mikadosh Mimeno, Leavoidis Laila, you're allowed to use this water to Mikadosh at night time, but to Lemocha the next morning, Eina Mikadosh, you cannot use it. You see, clearly there is a psulina in the kiyur. The kiyur itself, there'll be a psulina. So Avina Bali asked the question, Lemocha Reina Makadish. What does that mean to say? So a Tzarek Makadish, you mean to say that tomorrow morning you do not have to make kiddush? Like a blessed holds, there's no psulina altogether? Or Duma, maybe, is psulabalina. Maybe there is a psulina. So a Poshet Lon, and you do not come out with a clear answer. Or my kapushal mishad, you want to say you for group came out with the pshutas, it can't be. You see, you from self group had a machoik, had a shail over here.
The first step. Just meant to say. How do you know it's talking? This one with the cure. How do you know it's talking that you didn't want?
Well, obviously, it's all the people that were at night time. It says, so we have Mikar Shemen Lavodis Laila. It says, what does that mean? You're allowed to wash your hands for night time. Or Lamacha just means any Mikar Shemen, these Kahanim. That's the problem. That did the avodah at night time, they would not have to be Mikarish again in the morning. Maybe that's all. Or else, no, he's saying it's still Lina. So, what Pashat Lon, my Pashat can't be. So Tashma, come and bring another proof. Here the shadow is the water inside the keel, if it stays overnight the next morning, is there a psalmina or not? That's the shayla. Can you use this water, or will soon see what you have to do with it? So Tashma, it says, Ben Kotin, also, Shneim, also, Dad Likir. He made something special for the keel. He made 12 different sprouts. That 12 different times, water, the 12 kahanim could wash themselves from it. And Rashi says, because by the Avodah Atamid, he was 12 kahanim Isaac. He wanted to make it that all 12 could wash their hands at the same time. Afterwards, he made another takana. Mukhni, he made like a galgara, she says, Mukhni, that's he made like a hoist, a wheel to hoist it up. Likiyu, Shilayiyu, name of Nisolam Belina, that the water would start to not become part of Belina. So who do you say that night time, if the water would stay there, the next morning would be possible? What he did was, he lowered it down every night into the mikra, into the Mayan. The Rashi says then it's bottled to the Mayan, it doesn't have any halacha of Mekir, the Vino Psalmina, then it picks up a pulley, and the next morning they use it again. So my love isn't this. We have Lezer of Shimon, he goes according to Lezer of Shimon, that holds that even though a Kohen that washed his hands, is allowed, there's no Psalmina, because the water's not around, but in the Mekir itself, since the water is here, he agrees there'll be a Psal. And you see, you have to take care of them even at night, in the mikvah. So Mar says, why, Rebbe, maybe it only goes according to Rebbe. That Rebbe said even a kohen that washed his hands at night time, when it comes the morning, he has to wash a second time. Because Rebbe holds there's a psalmina even on the water, on your hands. So pshita, there's a psalmina in the water in the kiyah. But you want to know, well, me the ratio of Rezer of Shimon, say if it's not a Rezer of Shimon, since the Rezer of Shimon said they have to also go. The Tani said, right, what's the ratio? That the Bol Lo Yeh Tzipor, it says on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol used to come to his special power, and he used to make Zid to put his hands on top of it. It says, Bolei Eitzapor, the Kohen Gadol would come to his power. Now, where was his power? The power of Hoyoymeid, Ben Ulam Lim Zveich. You have pictures here. The power was standing between the top Ulam and the bottom Mizveich. Now, Rosh Lodorim, his head was facing towards Dorim, and his top of the Dorim, from north to south, his face faced the south. In front of Lamar, but he turned his face upwards towards the Marav. Think more on you, Madashans, why exactly. Now, we have Kohen Oymed the Mizrach. The Kohen was standing on the bottom, on the east side, in front of the Marav. The Kohen was facing towards the Marav, towards the Kodesh, towards the Ulam. That's where his power. So his power was standing, we know, his Chattis, they had a lock of a Chattis, which was Kodesh Kedoshim, which has to be on the Tzofen, on the north side of the Mizbeh. So it says the north side was not exactly opposite the Mizbech itself, but a little bit on top of the Mizbech. It was between the Mizbech and Ulam, like the picture of the Ulam here, right underneath the middle of the Ulam. So that right underneath is still called on the north side of the Mizbech, even though it's not opposite the Mizbech, it's a little bit on top of the Mizbech. That's what this Rashi says. Now let's see, who is this Tana? Man Shamet Lei, the Yoma Ben Ulam and the Mizbech, Sofen. But this is also called Sofen, because the one man, the Yoma, that says, no, it has to be exactly opposite the Mizbeach, towards Sofen, that's called Sofen, not on top. So who is the Shita? It must be of Lezer of Shimon, the time you've learned. A veiled Sofen, what's called Sofen? So one man the Yemen says, Mikir Mizbeach Tzoynit, from the north side of the Mizbeach, from the bottom and top of it, the Yad Kaisal Azara, until the Kaisal of the Azara Tzoynit, and Kineged Kolam Mizbeach, Kulon Sofen, Vigor of Yisrael Bida. That's the reason of Chomet, the Geshita of Yisrael Bida, that Sofen is only mamish opposite the Mizbech itself, that you draw a line from the top of the Mizbech and the bottom of the Mizbech directly right to the Sofen. And only in this area can you make a Shechita of a Kodesh Kedoshim. We have Lezer, we have Shimon, and Moisir, he adds on to this, no, not only your area, but also Ben Ulam and Mizbech, even on top of the Mizbech, between the Ulam and the Mizbech, as long as you're on the north side of the Mizbech, even though you're on top of the Mizbech, that's also called Sofen. This is the blessing of Shimon, and that's what we're saying where the power was. So who you see this price that goes according to the blessing of Shimon? Rebbe Moshe, Rebbe Yehuda says even a bigger Kiddush. After Mokram Drishas Ragla Kahanim, or Mokram Drishas Ragla Yisrael, on bottom in the Mizbeach, before this line is still the Kahanim, and in Shah Nitno, that's even the Israelim used to work. See your drums all the way to the bottom, so the Shah Nitno, any part on the north side of the Mizbeach, is also called Sofen. That's what Rebbe is. Here he's Moshe. Drums all this area on the north side of the Mizbeach is Kosher. That's the room they used to put the store, the knives there, the kanim. That's on the right and left side of the ulam. The kids should go all the way to the right side. That was the top right corner here. There it's possible. Even the room from the north side of the mizbeach, as Rashi says, from here you can't see the mizbeach. Since the wall is sticking out here, if you're all the way stuck on the right tip here, you can't see the mizbeach. So here everybody agrees it's possible. But underneath it, that's the machlokes. So the clue you want to say this brisa goes according to a blessing of Reb Shimon that holds the middle on top is kosher. So it's good. That's why the ratio that says the kiyah, the may kiyah is possible, it even goes according to Reb Lezer. Moshe says no, but his brisa, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, he, the Lord Rebbe, maybe this brisa goes according to Rebbe. Hash the Rebbe, the Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda Moisif, the Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, and Moisif. Like Rebbe is ailing, and he holds more than this. Not only opposite the Mizbeach, not only on top of the Mizbeach, but even on bottom of the Mizbeach is good. Since told Yahweh Bryce that it says the power was on top between the Ulam and the Mizbeach goes according to Reb Lezer, maybe it goes according to Rebbe. And Rebbe before said that even the Kiddush that a Kohen washed his hands at night, when it becomes the morning, he has to wash his second time. So there's no proof saying what will be according to Reb Lezer. The message like this, Anan Osh, you know what my proof is? Hokhi Kamino. E Sakat Adit, you can tell me and think. That Rebbe, this price that goes according to Rebbe Shita, Lukma the Mokram Drisus Ragle Kanim, or the Mokram Drisus Ragle Yisrael. Let the price say a bigger Kiddush. You want to tell me Kiddushim where the power of the Kohen Gadol was? So say it was all the way down on the bottom. It was mamash near the Shah Nikna. Maybe it's all the way down on the bottom. As long as it's on the right side of the Mizbeach, it's kosher. How come it says the power was on top between the Ulam and the Mizbeach? Ella, so that it must be, it only goes according to Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon. So Moshe says, listen, El Amai, Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon, look me mikir mizbech tzvayni, ad kaisel hazor tzvayni. Even according to Reb Lezer, what do you have to say it's talking about on the top of the mizbech? Maybe it's exactly where it's supposed to be according to everybody. Maybe it was exactly opposite the mizbech itself on the north side. El, what do you have to answer? My yisak lemeimer, that mishum shchusha the kain godol. You know why the power of the Kohen Gadol was found mamish next to the Ulam, right underneath the Ulam? That's also because you know why they found there Mishum Chush the Kohen Gadol, he was weak the Kohen Gadol. Especially on Yom Kippur, that he had to do all the avoid, everything was done through the Kohen Gadol. So try and make it as easy as possible. Therefore they made the Shechita of this power right underneath the Ulam. So if you make the Shechita there, it's easy to make the Kabbalah Saddam, and it was a Chattas HaPnim. The Zrika was done inside the Ulam, in the Mizbeach HaChitza and Mizbeach HaPnim, so it's easy for him to carry it inside. If it made the Shechit all the way down near the Shah Nitno, it'd be a long way for him to walk with the Dam. So that's why they made the Shechit all the way on top. The Kitzi have no proof. It couldn't be the price that goes according to Rebbe even. And that's why he had to make a takana for the Kiyor, a hoister, to hoist it down, sleep in the mikveh overnight. Because according to Rebbe Shita, Shita is a psalima. And the reason why the power was all the way on top, that's Mishum Chosh of the Kohen Gadol. So Moshe says, Chokinami Mishum Chosh of the Kohen Gadol, and maybe even goes according to Rebbe. Some kids that we don't have a sheet to throw a Shaila. Our Shaila was the water inside the kiyur itself. If it stays overnight, the next morning, does it have a psulina or not? Can you use that water or not? So Moshe is not pushing the Shaila. According to Rebbe, sheet is possible. Rebbe owes even a Kohen that washed his hands, there's a psulina. The Shalom was according to Reb Lezer that says that the Kohen washed his hands in the middle of the night time or any time, as long as he's not Messiah, that he doesn't leave. The Kiddush helps his no Salim, it can help even 10 days. So Shalom was filling with the water inside the Kiyah, so without pressure the Shalom. Omer Reb Yehuda, listen, says, Kiddush Yodav Raglov Letrumas Adeshin. Let's say a Kohen in the morning The first avodah they did was Trumas Hashem. Every morning, this was even before Arvus Hashachar. This is by Krus Hagever. When the rooster starts to make noise, that's before Arvus Hashachar. A crane used to come down and take off a handful, a shovelful of the Trumas Hashem, of the ashes on the Mizbeach. So a crane that got up early in the morning, before daybreak, before Arvus Hashachar, and he washed his hands. So Lemocha, the next day in the morning, a few hours later, Amos Sarek Lekadish does not have to wash his hands a second time. Why? Shekva Kiddush Mitchilas Avoda. Because he already did the Kiddush here today at the beginning of the daytime. He came now to start doing the Avoda Sayyim, even though he started before daybreak, before Rosh Hashachar. Here there's no Psalina, he would not have to wash a second time. So what's the Kiddush Shilaman? Who are we talking about? Il Rebbe, because why not? Oma Psalina. Rebbe says, yes, there is a Psalina. Lina was telling Erlos Hashachar, if you wash something or something with Kiddush by nighttime, when it becomes Erlos Hashachar in the morning, there's a Psul Lina. So here, he's choosing to have to wash his hands a second time. I was saying, see, Ila Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, Omer Ein Tzach Lekadosh Hashem Kiddush Mekanda Asara Yomim. Lezer says, no, there's no Psul Lina by Kiddush. The man said, once you wash your hands, and you're not Mitzich Das, it helps even for 10 days. There's like Rashi explained, since there's no water around anymore, your hands are dry, there's nothing for the state to be chalon. So what is the price to spend? Because it's Tchilas Hayayim. Omer Abayi says, you ever made the Rebbe, go to going to Rebbe. The Lina the Rabbanim. Even according to Rebbe, he agrees, this Selina is only the Rabbanim. That the Maisi, you washed your hands last night, or here, he washed his hands at the beginning, right before daybreak, and the water's not on his hands anymore. Even Rebbe agrees, it's only if Selina the Rabbanim, like Zera, always to get used to Selina. But here, Midirais, there's no psul, because the sands are dry, there's no more water around.
You see,
how long psul
is only the
abundance? On Kiddush Yadayim, no, only by Kiddush. Like, yeah, right.
Said before, it's only
right, right. Therefore, Almighty the Rebbe himself would agree, the Mikros Hagever, the Yad Safra, like Postalina. This 1 hour, half an hour, that the crane washes his hands by Kros Hagever when the rooster starts to make noise. That's before daybreak, but it's only a half an hour before. So Rebbe would agree that even with the Rabbanan there's no psul here. That's what the Bryce is saying. Skip the Bryce saying the Kiddush going to Rebbe. Rabbam Rabbah says, the Yerubam Rebbe Lezer B'Shem, Rebbe Lezer B'Shem, Rebbe Lezer B'Shem. V'roi Rebbe Yechanan, Tivor V'Tchila Savoida, V'Loi B'Seif Avoida. That means Rebbe Yechanan holds like Rebbe Lezer Shita, but not completely. Now the same now Rebbe Yechanan is saying a new Shita. That Tchila Savoida, like here, if you washed your hands right now at the beginning of the day, even though it's half an hour before daybreak, there's no Selina. But if you washed your hands yesterday, or at the beginning of the night time, and it comes the next morning, it's like you finished the Avodah already, even though you're not Mitzich Das, then the Yevon would agree there would be a Selina. Therefore, it also says only here where the Kohen washed his hands right before the Avodah. Maestro, I have a question. It says, Ro Ochiv HaKohanim, after the first Kohen made the Truma Sadeshin, now when the other Kohanim saw him, Shiyor, they saw the first Kohen go down, Tehem Rotsu, they ran after him, Obo Miru, the Kitchudem Vagrayim and Akir, that right away they also wanted to help him out with their Truma Sadeshin, so they washed their hands and feet right away from Akir. So now, Bishle Malaya Bai, the Mukumuk Rebbe goes according to Rebbe,